the Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Do you know what, Nicola Duke?
What? Justin?
Today is the first time in a long time it's actually become too hot in my office. That hasn't been possible for weeks. So I think we've broke the back of the beast from the east, and I think we're headed into spring, which is very nice. By the way, I'm Justin, joined by the queen of crypto, Nicola Duke. And listen to this, talking about, this made me laugh, This is Donald J. Trump, right? He's the president of America. He's the leader of the free world, pretty much. One of the most powerful guys in the world. This is what he's tweeted, an hour ago. Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he's weak. Both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. What? That's the president threatening fights with someone on Twitter. That is the president.
They're like both grandparents. They're like sad, white, old white men.
It's two drunken men in a bar. White
exactly.
Men rolling around, white trash of the... I'll take you down fast and hard, Joe. You don't know me. I'm going to take you down. You're the president, you maniac. You're in the White House with wearing a suit. You can't just do that. He's insane. The guy is insane. I mean, if it's not an insight into the instability...
Politics.
Don't worry about that. If there's not the insight into the instability of this guy's mind, nothing is. That is nuts. I mean, I wouldn't even tweet that on Twitter. He's the president. What is going on? He's threatening fights with another guy called Crazy Joe Biden. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Oh, it is funny.
If only we had them doing that in our country. It would
I know.
Be so much- Fun.
I can't imagine Theresa May saying that, actually. It's quite funny if she says, I can really fight, I can really pull here, I can really bitch fight. Like, don't mess with me.
On the radio this morning, they said, we don't really want to have, a big argument or this to turn into anything with Russia. It's just a joke. It's a joke.
I would love to see Theresa May saying stuff like that on Twitter, saying, people don't know me. I can bitch fight. I can pull here like crazy. I'm a nasty cat. You know, I'd love to say, it's really hilarious if Theresa came out with a fighting talk on Twitter. We would assume it'd been hacked. But with Trump, we know it's not hacked. We know that's him. Okay, let's look at some... Bitcoin. Let's go with Bitcoin, Nick. What's happening with Bitcoin? BTC.
Bitcoin is very correlated with the NASDAQ, and these stock indexes are having another little dip this morning. And this NASDAQ, the sharp fall in the NASDAQ this morning, everything was all good with Bitcoin, and then down it goes with the NASDAQ. Here's a daily chart of the Bitcoin. We've got some serious overhead resistance, the 200-day moving average, 20-day moving average. And there's this bit of a pivot level around 9,200, depending on your exchange, 9,300. Now, I'm not going to hide it. I am quite bullish. I think that we go higher. All the oscillators that you can put on say that we go higher from here. But I think we're going to have a tricky week while we get through it. And you can see before, when we climbed our way back through the 200-day moving average before, the first day was a big red candle, then we got back above it, and then we literally went sideways for like 6 or 8 days. And I think that we could see that again. So if we go down to sort of a lower time frame, for me, I think there's some potential support here, but a little bit lower. So I'm going to put fibs on from low to high here. And I think that if we stay above sort of 8,400, I think it still looks positive, and we'll turn around and see another swing higher through the 200-day. And below 8,400, we risk a retest of the lows and potentially another swing lower.
So that's how I'm seeing it. If someone's listening right now, right, excuse me, and they've never heard about Fibonacci's, it's some kind of hooky-cooky fairy dust nonsense, isn't it? How would you explain it to them?
How would I explain them? They're just mathematical levels. a lot of trading is done with programs, and they use mathematics. Like, they don't trade the computers to trade randomly. They use mathematics. And so if you use, you know, if it comes back more than a certain percentage, it's probably going to keep going. That's kind of how you do it. And it's just kind of, it's useful for targets. It's just like risk management. So for me, I also look at moving averages, and that's a really good trend-based trading system, because that tells you, you know, based on XYZ recent average, are we going higher or lower? That's all. And studies, lots of studies have shown that trend following systems are by far the most profitable. So I'm looking, you know, we've started a new uptrend potentially in Bitcoin, but if it comes back more than X percent, in my mind, it's not trending higher anymore. That's all it means.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Listen, stock market at the moment, horrible. Really awful.
Horrible.
Hopefully setting up for a nice April. April's traditionally a good month. But at the moment, everything I've got is down. Majority of my stocks are in the red. I've got a couple of greens there. But, you know, every day it's grinding lower. And anything is, I just can't wait for April, because it does have a, there's an 80-something percent chance of a positive April. I mean, over the last sort of 40 years, it's ridiculous. So it's a good stat. But I'm looking forward to April. That's
in the FTSE, you know, we had some support with big round number 7,000, and that looks like we've lost it this morning. I've got really good support in the FTSE at 69.16. So a little bit further to go, lower, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one, which is Cora Gold. And I'm speaking to the CEO very soon of Cora. Of course, they're into gold. And
Blenheim?
In Mali. Sorry. We have this one. Blenheim Natural Resources. Sorry, we're doing Bitcoin here. And
Bitcoin, then Blenheim.
Yes, sorry. Go to Blenheim Natural Resources. BNR is the ticker there. What do you reckon?
BNR, completely sideways, really. Since last summer, we've been in sideways in a very narrow trading zone. And we're testing the bottom of this range at 0.368. I really want to, as long as we don't close the week below this 0.368 level, I think there's a really good chance we could rally from here, but there's no price action to confirm that we're rallying yet. Just a really good level. So keep an eye on it. 0.368. As long as we don't close the week below it, we're looking good. But if we do, then we take a little dip lower and we're going to go to 0.285.
Okay. Well, let's look at...
So, good support. Fingers crossed. Start buying it here, guys. Buy it.
Don't do fingers crossed. Never invest on fingers crossed. That's never what you do. You don't say buy on fingers crossed. Do your own research and see, you know, try and make a valuation assumption of the company. I only look for mid to long term. I'm an investor. You know, there's a lot of... Be wary on... I mean, you're a trader. You're a dirty trader, Nick.
And, I'm not a dirty trader.
You're a dirty trader.
A chart is a map of where the money moves and where the liquidity is and where people have stepped in to buy or sell before. And around 0.36, 0.37, the buyers have always showed up since the start of 2017. So I'm just saying that we're at a level where the buyers usually show up. So keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, thing is, you've got to align yourself with people who are similar to you. I'm a mid to long term investor. I look for a company that I think will have potential, you know, within not only the next 6 months, but next year, 2 years. And that's the only way you can play it, in my mind. I mean, I find short term, because we see, like we are now, a very awkward market to trade, because it's going down and up, down and up. And so it's hard. But I mean, long term wins out, you know. And so sometimes you'll see people on Twitter pumping stocks. And they're only short-term traders. They only want 5, 10, 20%. That's not what I'm in it for. I'm in it long-term, baby. You know what I'm saying? Cora Gold is next. C-O-R-A. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Cora Gold has had a lovely rally off the lows. Let's take this chart up. This is a double bottom. So the lows at the end of 2017, we retested. This is a daily chart. We retested on the 16th of March and had a super bounce off it. Now we just need a little bit of a pullback before we continue higher. I see really good support for this at 12. And then I think that we should continue higher. Next target is 13.3 and then 14.4 for Cora Gold.
Okay, it's Cora Ola. Next one we're looking at is UK Oil and Gas. It's had a hammering of late. This was, you know, probably four years back, it hit the national newspapers and headlines about, you know, Gatwick Gusher, about 100 billion barrels of oil under the ground there, Gatwick. but this was extrapolated out from a small sort of testing, all testing, and as you can see there, it's been a bit of a nightmare of late. So, and people are starting to question whether that claim was anywhere near accurate, you know. So, UK OG, what do you reckon, Nicola?
There was potentially some support for UK oil and gas at 1.29, and we've lost this support. I'm afraid I don't see anything else to catch this until we get to 0.85. And the only thing that would make me wrong is if we turned around sharply and we closed the day back above 1.29. That would be a bullish reversal. Otherwise, I'm afraid we look lower. It's a really good support at 0.85.
Okay, marvellous. Let's go to the next one, which is utility-wise. Now, I'm taking a hammering on this stock, right? I'm down about 33%. I bought this at high risk. What the company been doing, they've been suspended for ages since last year, and pending their financial results. And why they were suspended is because they've had a board change and a restructure. They brought a new boarding that's been more conservative over their estimates and everything, and it's changed accounting policy. And it's ended up in the companies have taken a massive hit. But, you know, it doesn't affect revenue, it doesn't affect profit, but it does affect, at the moment, the balance sheet and all that stuff. So they've taken a massive hit. But it was down about 20% this morning. It's been restored, and now it's down about 11%. So it's bounced a little, but I've said to someone said to me on Twitter, are you going to double up here? And I said, no, I'm going to read the report properly. I'm going to look at the chart for a positive uptick, and then I'll make a decision, you know, because at the moment, I don't know whether it's hit the bottom. Has it, Nick? You're an expert on bottoms. Woohoo! So what do you reckon?
Potentially. The price action here, if I take a look at the weekly, this is a pretty good double. If we can hold it here, we've made a double bottom, a weekly double bottom. And every other time that we've made a weekly double bottom in this chart, we have rallied 50% of the last swing. So, for example, when we declined from April 2014 to the lows that we made in March 2015, we made a weekly double bottom there, look, and then I'm going to show you on this chart, we rallied to the 50%, make them 50% red, there you can see it now, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's that first pattern. And then come down here, we made a weekly double bottom December 2015, and then we tagged it again in June 2016. That was our weekly double bottom there. And then that most recent swing lower was from the swing from the June 2015 highs to the lows in December. And look, we rallied exactly to the 50%, and then we turned lower again. So potentially, if we're making a weekly double bottom here, then we could logically put our measure from the highs to the lows here and say that if we rally from here and we hold the lows and turn higher, we can look for 118 target, which would be a logical target, and also the previous lows from 2015. So that's just on a weekly chart back of an envelope. So what does a bullish reversal look like here? What would we need to see to confirm it in utility wise? Well, for the first thing, we've got to get above some of these daily moving averages. But the easiest way to look is to draw a trend line from the high that we made on the 1st of November, 31st of October there. Draw a trend line down through that. And I think if we can get above 48, close above 48, then we have reversed here, we have made a low, and we can look for another swing higher. The next resistance then to confirm the double bottom is going to be around 77, and then above 77, look for 117.
Okay, all right. I mean, it's so complicated what's happened with their accounting that they've had to put a question and answer today, along with their financial results.
And that's a problem, because the market never trusts complicated with accounting stuff, do they?
No.
Because they always say, you always assume that, why does it need to be this complicated? It must be dodgy. So I hope people can figure it out, because this chart would be really nice if it could repeat that pattern again.
So they say, what is the impact of the revenue and profit of the group? The revised accounting policy can be seen to have a material negative impact on the reported revenue and accounting profit in the group for the short term. However, and they say the revised account, and they're still very bullish about the outlook, and the revenue hasn't had a massive dent, but I'm in here. I'm down about 30% on these, and but literally they've, you know, their revenue is twice the size of their market cap. They've got debt, of course, they didn't pay that off, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm going
to
read through.
Utility wise, used to be such a good defensive stock, didn't it? But it's just, maybe it's just because everything else has gone up that it's done this.
It was a darling of AIM at one point. Okay,
it last was, one, wasn't it? I remember.
Yeah, Vast Resources, VAST. They announced their $9.5 million offtake agreement with Mercuria. I think it was yesterday afternoon. So I'm chatting with the CEO very soon on the podcast. So what do you reckon? Vast.
This chart looks awesome. Look at this. So this is a weekly chart we're looking at of Vast. So if you look at the opening back in 2015 and you draw a line through the weekly closes back then, and you can see that that was the highs then in March 2017. That was the highs in October, November. And then it was the high when we rallied, the weekly close price, when we rallied in January. And now for the first time, we've got a weekly close above that line last week and we're moving higher. I think we keep going higher from here. And my next target is 0.93 and then 1.186 for Vast Resources.
Lovely. Someone did say, can you do, what's RPT? I don't know, let's see what RPT is. Is it RPT or Regal Petroleum? RPT. Can you have a quick look, Nick? Because on the fly, yeah, we're live on Facebook, we're doing this, of course. By the way, you can see this on...
So I will start with a higher time frame because you want to see what's going on. And on this higher time frame, let's look at this weekly chart. This looks great, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So weekly bullish reversal. We've stalled at the 50% of the last swing lower in RPT. But actually, I think if I widen this out, this is doing a 618382 thing. It is. So this 50% at 22.2 is a big pivot. A weekly close above 22.2 means that we're in the next swing higher and our correction is finished in Regal Petroleum. So let's take now a look at the daily. And you can see we've pulled back, found support from these daily moving averages. I really do like this one to keep going higher. But a weekly close above 22.2 is what I want to see.
Okay.
Now, when we do go higher, sorry, I should have mentioned the targets, shouldn't I? Because that's really naughty. I think we go to 42.4 and that swing high from 2012 next.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. What someone just asked for Harvest Minerals. I can tell you about Harvest, but pop it up, Nick. I think you'll concur with what I say here. HMI is a sticker. Now, listen, the last closing high was not long back at 22.3. They're at 22 now. If it gets above that, we're on to a bit of a bullish run, aren't we? I mean, but the thing is, it's got to get above that little resistance level, hasn't it? But I don't know where it's going to after that. Who knows? No one really knows, Nick, apart from Fibonacci.
Well, the Fibonacci says we're going to go to 34.6 if we make a new high. And yeah, on the weekly, it looks super bullish. On the daily, it looks great. We're trending higher. This move pullback was to the daily 20 moving average, and we're on our way up again. But yeah, actually, the highest close before was 23.3. So anything, a close above 23.3 is a bullish reversal. I think it does look good.
Yeah,
super trending.
You should be the next, you know, the Mystic Meg of the charting world. Let me get my Fibonacci's out. Oh, I see. 56.7 pence for this in the coming weeks. Lovely. All right, Nick, thanks very much. By the way, if you want to see the video, you can do. You can see the video on our blog there, the blog page at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Sorry, that wasn't very enthusiastic, was it?
No, but you also, why do you have your hand in your mouth? You're like,
no, I wasn't.
I know what it was. You know what Mystic Meg has, that little headdress on her head? Did that slip down over your mic, that little, you know?
My turban, you mean?
Does she wear a turban? I don't know if she wears a turban, does she? I don't know. Mystic Meg in a turban. Just give me a funny picture of that, Nicola in a turban. Right here, turban fell down
look
over
at this,
here.
Look at this. This is Harvest Minerals. Yeah. If we draw a trend line from the high that we made in August 2016, we connect it through the high that we made in December, and then we connect it with the high that we made in January 2018. This was like a triangle breakout, and this pullback that we've just seen in Harvest Minerals is a perfect retest of that breakout. So that's really awesome. Because why? Because when you make a triangle pattern like this, you measure the widest point of the triangle, and that projects your target, upside target. And so that says that we're going to the 1.618 target, 34.8. So even though I got my target by Fibonacci, I can do it the same way using just classical charting techniques. The widest point of the wedge is where you project for your target from the breakout point. So we're still looking for 34.8 in Harvest Minerals.
I thought we'd finished this about 4 minutes ago.
I'm really bad at goodbyes.
Yeah, really bad.
I'm not good at goodbyes.
All I do is using very classic charting
techniques.
That was my
fake goodbye.
Fibonacci. Right, lovely. Nick, thanks for that. And did we get some requests there? We'll do this tomorrow because we've been banging on too long now. You know, really has, and boring ourselves. So we'll do this tomorrow. Thank you very much. Like I said, you can see the video here if you're not on Facebook. Most people listen to the podcast, so you can see the video.
Stop talking, Justin. .co.uk/blog.
Now blog off.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.